This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this door of utterance, our great pastor is coming to you with the word of truth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, and all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God have opened up this door. We're glad about this opportunity to come to you and bring to you what thus saith the Lord. We are God's people, and wherever you may be, if you're God's people, you are Jews, Israelites, and we are true followers of Christ. I want to talk about having an ear to hear God's word. Before we get into this, Deacon Darrell have written this number, Go Back to Moses. This is the V in the choir at this time. Let's go back to Moses. Thank God.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake many things, and those who heard not all believed that he was the one indeed. Though they had the law, their minds were carnal. They asked him, he said, go back to Moses. The wilderness, the rock that followed them.
back to Moses, for he wrote of me. Join with that number from our choir, Sanctified Souls. Ones that live for God with all their heart. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. To understand God, you must keep God's word. God's commandments is his word. They have to be taught to you to understand God. And I'm grateful for our past leadership that have gone on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine, keeping God's word. Before we get started, our Deacon Fina is going to make these announcements. Deacon Fina, thank God.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.org on Saturday, Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sabbath Saturday. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon Fina. Necessary to give out these call letters. We don't know what venue you may be listening at, but if there's other venues you'd like to visit, she's given that to you. And we hope you're enjoying these broadcasts. Contact us and let us know what you think about God's word, God's plan, God's way. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:9. It's all about hearing God's word. As the Lord said, he that hath an ear, let him hear. So many heard the Lord when he was here walking in the flesh as Jesus. And many didn't know what he was talking about. But he said, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. That's what we have here to offer. Everlasting life. And it's in keeping God's word. Keeping the Ten Commandments. Isn't that beautiful? We're not caught up in meats and drinks. We don't eat tofu over here as a requirement. If you eat tofu, it's because you like it. We don't have a problem drinking coffee. We don't drink alcoholic beverages. We drink the pure blood of the grape when it comes to wine, the pure blood, nothing that has alcohol in it. We don't drink Morgan David. We drink the pure blood of the grape, Welch's grape juice, when we have communion. So we don't have a problem with a little coffee and tea. It's not a problem. Now, 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, what is the evangelist?
But as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He went on to say, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them. He it is that love me. This is the things that God hath prepared for those that love him. So when you hear the word, if it's in you to love God, you will obey God's word. And you will keep God's word if you believe God, if you love God. Isn't that beautiful? The natural eye and the natural ear don't understand that. It's more than just 10 precepts. There's depths in God's word. And if you love God, you will seek it out and find out what pleases God. Let's go to Psalms 23. Psalms 23 is a scripture ones love to read when the dead is being put away. Well, when you start living for God, it's appropriate because you've died daily. You can truly say God is your shepherd. When you begin to die out of the things in this life that control you. And on yesterday was Halloween. That holiday controls many people in the world. Been there, done that. The Lord is my shepherd. And I don't want for holidays because I'm interested in resting on God's Sabbath day. And any other day they want to give me is fine, but I don't get out there and get caught up and participate. And I don't teach my children that because this is not what God is asking for. 23 and 1, what does it say, Evangelist?
The Lord is my shepherd.
What?
I shall not want.
If God is your leader, if God is your God, the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want for anything but what God is giving you. Read.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
So we understand when the Lord is truly your shepherd, it's about being made. And he makes us to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Isn't that beautiful? I believe in Jeremiah, he says, feed my sheep. Feeding God's sheep with wisdom and knowledge. That's what God does. So he feeds us.
Yes.
And he leadeth us beside still waters. Read.
He restoreth my soul.
And as we're striving to please God, God restores our souls because we find out there's things in our life that's not pleasing God. We mortify those things. We stop doing those things. And as we stop doing them, God restores our soul with love, with knowledge, with peace, with more of God's Spirit. Read.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Isn't that beautiful? Paths of righteousness.
For his name's sake.
It's all because of his name. Because if you say you love God, if you live for God, you should bear the fruit of God. And you're led in paths of righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Exodus. No. Let's read the fifth verse. What does it say?
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
So everyone have an ear to hear. You should understand what God is saying. Many times when you eat from the table of God, you find out who your enemies are. God prepares his word in the presence of your mother, father, sister, brother. When he says, it's time to come on in. It's time to yield to the knowledge of God and forget about what everybody else is doing. Prepares a table in the presence
of mine,
mine enemies. What?
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Isn't that beautiful?
My cup runneth over.
Isn't that beautiful?
Surely.
The teaching is overwhelming to you. And he anoints your head with oil. It's the word that we're submerged in. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Exodus 31 and 18. Okay. He that hath an ear, as the scripture says, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Exodus 31 and 18, what does it say?
And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai,
what?
two tables of testimony.
Two tables of testimony.
Tables
this
of testimony.
This is the table that God is preparing before your enemy. And until you eat from God's table, you don't know who your enemy is. Many times it's your own thoughts. Your own way is an enemy to God. But God prepares that table in the presence of wherever you might be or whatever your situation may be in your life. When God comes calling, when you hear the word, hearken to God's word. Because you may not get that opportunity again. Tables of testimony, what?
Tables of stone.
What?
Written with the finger of God.
So this is the table God is preparing for us, his word. And he prepares it in the presence of our enemies. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 2. I have not seen, ear heard, what God has prepared for those who love God.
Yes.
And so many think it's talking about a mansion in the sky. No, it's not. It's talking about God. Because we have to be prepared for God that we might abide with God. As he told Abraham, I am your reward.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Two in one.
Two in one. And I, brethren,
what?
When I came to you, came not with excellency of speech.
What?
Or of wisdom.
Find so many of these so-called ministers. They come up with all kind of big words, and they give you all this Hebrew meaning and all of this theologian jargon. Trying to sound important and don't know God's word. Don't know that the word is the Ten Commandments. And they say keep God's word, but they don't preach it's the Ten Commandments and you must keep them all. They don't preach that and they don't live it. Didn't come with excellencies of speech or of wisdom. What?
Declaring unto you the testimony of God.
So many read this scripture and don't know he's talking about the Ten Commandments. Which the preacher said, no man can keep that. Well, that's what Paul was talking about. Because if you have an ear to hear, you understand that God's testimony is his 10 precepts. That's all he came talking about.
All right.
Read the fourth verse.
Mm-hmm. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words
what?
Of man's wisdom.
But what?
But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
So many say, well, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. They talk about the scripture, but where is the demonstration of the power of the Spirit? And turn right around and say, well, ain't nobody perfect. Nobody can help but sin. Everybody got some stuff. That's someone that talk about the word, don't have any power. Denying the power thereof. And many don't even know if you obey God's word, you will kill the enemy out of your life. When you have the power of God, it says, greater than he that's in you, than he that's in the world. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 4 and 1. These preachers talk and teach the people, well, nobody's perfect but God. You're a liar. Because God's word don't tell you that. And God didn't tell you that.
Right.
Why don't you tell the people, the Lord said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Why don't you preach that? Because that's what God said. And if you know God, you have the power and you demonstrate that in your life. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 4 and 1. What does it say?
Beloved, believe not every spirit.
What?
But try the spirits. Whether they are of God.
What?
Because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
So when you talk about a spirit, you're talking about a body the spirit is in. And the false spirits are the false teachers, pastors and teachers, prophets, apostles, evangelists. Read.
Hereby know ye the spirit of God.
Now this is how you know the spirit of God. What?
Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh
what?
Is of God.
So if Jesus Christ is in your flesh, you should have the power to not sin. Because the scripture says, to as many as receive him, to them gave he power. So if your preacher don't preach that they don't sin, you're in the wrong church. You have funded the wrong teaching, and you're really not hearing what God is saying. Third chapter, 3 and 9, what does it say? Now listen what the scripture is saying, what John is saying, whosoever
is born of God doth not commit sin.
How beautiful is that? And if you believe that, you demonstrate that in power. And anything you demonstrate in power, you teach it. Read it again.
Mm-hmm. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Doth not commit sin. Mm-hmm. Why?
For his seed remaineth in him.
What?
And he cannot.
Well, wait a minute. That's what it said. Don't go anywhere, evangelist. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Jesus is the Word. The Word is the seed. Yes. When he's in your life, you cannot commit sin. When he's there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
For his seed remaineth in him, what?
And he cannot sin.
He cannot sin.
Because he's born of God.
He's been born of God. So how can you sit up under a preacher that say, I've been born again, and yet tell you, you cannot help but sin? You got the wrong preacher. Read the next verse, 10 verse. What does it say?
In this. The children of God are manifest.
Now this is how you know you're in the right place.
All right.
That God had prepared for you.
First
thing God is going to prepare for you is one that love him.
Yes.
With all their heart and soul so they can teach you how to do the same.
Yes.
In this the children of God are manifest. What?
And the children of the devil.
And the children of the devil. Mm-hmm. Because the children of the devil sin.
Yes.
And if you're sinning, that's who you are.
All right.
Let's go back a little bit. Read the 8th verse. Let's see what it says. Now, don't get upset with me. Get upset with John and the Spirit of God that inspired him to write it.
Yes.
Read.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
Everybody listen, you that have an ear to hear, you say you've been born again and you've been hopping all over the church, raising your hand, praising God, and then you lied.
Right.
Or you've sinned in some form.
Yes.
And you know you have if you don't keep God's commandments. That's who you're of.
Yes.
He that committed sin, what?
Is of the devil.
What?
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
What?
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
That's why this broadcast is going forth, that we might destroy this myth you've been told, you're yet saved and yet sinning.
Yes.
No, you're not saved and yet sinning. You're not a sinner saved by grace. You was a sinner saved by grace if you are saved. Isn't that beautiful? And if you're saved, you're saved from sin.
Yes.
Read.
Whosoever is born
and
of God.
I love this. Whosoever is born of God.
Doth not commit sin.
Why?
For his seed remaineth in him.
What?
And he cannot sin.
Why?
Because he is born of
that
God.
That's beautiful. Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 19. No. Read again the 10th verse. In this,
the children of God are manifest.
What?
And the children of the devil.
What?
Whosoever doeth not
now listen to what the scripture is saying. Whosoever doeth not righteousness. What?
Is not of God.
But wait a minute. People say, God is my righteousness. If you are doing it, whether it's God or not, whoever doeth not right is not
of God.
So if you're not doing righteousness, you're not of God. And I believe the scripture says, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. Psalms 119. 119 and 172.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? So we're all about you hearing what the Lord is saying to the churches. And Lord is speaking to his people through his word.
Yes.
Psalms 119 and 172 says what?
My tongue.
What?
Shall speak of thy word.
It's all about God's word. What?
For all thy commandments.
Not nine, but all.
All.
All thy commandments.
Our righteousness.
Our righteousness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So it's letting you know, he that doeth not righteousness is not of God.
Right.
Let's go to 1 John 5 and 8.
All
Let's
right.
go there. Mm-hmm. You that have an ear, listen, call us if you got some questions. We'll let you know how wrong you may be. Isn't that beautiful? And listen, if you're with us, we'll let you know how right you are.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? We're here to encourage righteousness.
Right.
1 John 5 and 8, what does it say?
And there are three that bear witness.
Excuse me, 5 and 18.
5 and 18.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We know.
We know.
That whosoever is born of
so
God.
So we're talking about whosoever it might be, Jew, Greek, male, female, Jew or Gentile, whosoever.
Is born of God.
Born of God.
Sinneth not.
Don't sin. It's the same thing. John is reiterating that again.
Mm-hmm.
Sinneth not. What?
But he that is begotten of God.
What?
Keepeth himself.
Do you hear what the scripture is saying? What the spirit is saying to the church?
Thank God.
He that is begotten of God.
Keepeth himself.
Keepeth himself. What?
And that wicked one.
Wicked one.
Toucheth him not.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 4 again.
All
right. That beautiful. I have not seen. Have your ear heard this? I don't think so, because if it has, you would be keeping God's commandments and you wouldn't be sinning.
Right.
If you love God.
Yes.
If you love God, you have to be taught God's way.
Yes.
And you have to have an ear to hear, which means an ear to believe.
Yes. Yes.
1 Corinthians 2 and 4, what does it say?
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words.
Listen, I don't believe I'm enticing
wisdom.
Anybody right now, but the sheep. Those that have an ear to hear. Now, I believe this is enticing words because
yes.
God's word will draw you.
Yes.
When you are sheep,
yes.
you hear what God is saying.
Read. Yes. But in demonstration of the Spirit
what?
And of power.
Read.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom
so
of men.
So let's not talk about the traditions of the Father, what have been going down for years. Let's believe what the scriptures say.
Yes.
Because evidently you haven't been led here. They don't want to go there because they're not sinless.
All right.
And if they're preaching perfection and sinning not, you have to have God's commandments.
Yes. Yes.
That your faith, what?
Mm-hmm.
That
your
not
faith
stand.
In the wisdom of men.
What?
But in the power of God.
Let's go to Romans All 10 right. and 17.
Yeah.
All right.
Faith should not stand in the wisdom of men.
Mm-hmm.
But in the power of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Romans 10 and 17, what?
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
So then.
What?
Faith cometh by hearing.
So we're talking about faith. It comes by hearing what?
And hearing by the word of God.
But we find so many times ones don't really have the power of God because they don't really know God's word.
Right.
And the 10 precepts is God's word.
Yes.
They have knowledge about God's word in bits
mm-hmm.
and parts.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 14th verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm.
How?
How then shall they call on him
what?
In whom they have not believed?
What?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not
have
heard?
Have you heard
All right.
The scriptures as I'm bringing it to you as the scriptures reading? Have you heard it like that? And has it been broken down to you as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that, you think you're the only one. I'm not saying that, but this is my understanding of it.
All right.
And I believe the scripture.
Yes. Right.
That if you're born of God, you don't commit sin.
All right.
Read.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Now, you've got to have the right preacher
yes.
to really hear God's word.
That's right.
Read.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
So if God didn't send them, you're not hearing the word in the fashion that you can hear it the right way. Let's go to Matthew 13 and 9. Isn't that beautiful? We may not finish this thought, but if you'd like to know more about it, write or call us. Let us know and we will continue this trend of thinking. Other than that, whatever God give me on the next broadcast, we'll get into that. You want to know more about it? Talk about it, whether it's through email or on the phone.
Who have ears to hear?
Who have ears to hear?
Let him hear.
Let him, other words, it's up to you that believe. You got an ear to believe what God's word is saying. Let that influence. bless you because you love God and worry about pleasing God and not men. Read.
And the disciples came and said unto him,
what?
Why speakest thou unto them in parables?
Well, to an ear that haven't heard the true word and what it really means. It's like into parables. No understanding, but what?
He answered and said unto them,
what?
Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom
so
of heaven.
So those that love God, those that are really seeking to please God, you're going to hear what the Spirit is saying, what the Word is really saying. Understand it. Read.
But to them it is not given.
Those that really don't want to do this, that want to follow easy ways and ways of the fathers and not God, it's not given to you.
All right.
I don't have a problem with that. Read.
For whosoever hath to him shall be given.
All right.
And he shall have more abundance.
What?
But whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away even that he hath.
So when God's word go forth, you that think you have God, what you think you have, if you really understand what God is saying, is taking away what you think you have. But that's not a problem if you have a mind to live for God. But if you don't, you probably want to throw a tomato at this voice right now. That's not a problem either because you can't get it. You can't get it. Not a problem. Great golf.
Yes.
It's called communication.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 13th verse. What does it say?
Therefore speak I to them in parables.
Why?
Because they see not.
They see? Church is holy. It's not a denomination.
Yes.
Come on, Deacon Batiste.
Yeah.
It's holy and not a denomination.